Farmers in rural areas face tough challenges reaching basic services. Many need to travel long distances just to get the basics. That's why an organization is putting up money to solve these issues in an innovative way. Eduardo Jordan has more.
Aussie Farmers Foundation was set up to provide support to organisations who are working in rural and regional Australia. And we provide funding across five key focus areas. These are issues that are affecting Australians outside of the metropolitan areas, and that is farm sustainability, disaster relief and recovery, kids' health and healthy eating, food relief and food waste, and mental health of farming communities.
That was fundraising manager from Aussie Farmers Foundation, Jane Thomas. Aussie Farmers Foundation has opened its third round of applications for the Rural Hero Grant.
The Rural Hero Grant was set up to provide organisations with an opportunity to get their message out about the projects that they're working on, the issues that are relevant in their local communities, but also to give them funding so they can get out there and do what they do best in their local communities.
Ms. Thomas says the grant will help not-for-profit organisations help their communities and raise awareness about problems in farming areas.
We really wanted to set up a grant that provided an organisation that was doing great work out in rural and regional communities and working with farming communities, and give them the opportunity to either continue a fantastic project that they're doing or to come up with a really innovative idea that helps to address some of the key issues impacting on farming communities. We also wanted to get awareness out there, so really make sure that as many Australians as possible know what's happening outside of the key cities in Australia.
Last year, Royal Far West, an organisation based in New South Wales, used the grant to create a health program for farmers' children called Healthy Kids Bus Stop. Royal Far West Community Manager John Reid.
It is basically a developmental screening program aimed at 3 to 5 year olds in, again, the rural and regional areas of New South Wales. We work in close conjunction with some of the local health districts, and particularly with this award, we work with three, the Hunter New England, Mid-North Coast and Murrumbidgee health districts, and they're great partners that we have. We establish a team of clinical specialists. They would be a group of nurses. We normally have four. We have a speech therapist, a occupational therapist, an oral health team, a dietitian, and also an audiometrist that comes as part of the package. We set up all these various stations within the hall, and children come in with their families in that 3 to 5 age group, and they go from station to station.
And thanks to this grant, their operations grew.
In particular, the $50,000 we got through the Aussie Farmers Foundation, the Aussie Heroes Grant, we were able to conduct virtually another 3 Healthy Kids bus stops. So we were able to do one in Muswellbrook, we were able to do one on the Mid-North Coast, and we were able to do one in West Wyalong. And amongst those 3, we saw over 200 children.
To obtain the grant, organizations have to follow some requirements. Ms. Thomas says the foundation is looking for creative ideas.
We really want to look at as many organizations as possible. So the process with the Rural Hero Grant is that people put in and organizations put in an expression of interest, and that's open until the 31st of May. So there are some criteria, some eligibility criteria that organizations need to look at. But really, we really want to hear innovative solutions. We want, you know, whatever's happening in your local area, let us know about it. Put in an application. We will be shortlisting from that. So 3 to 5 organisations will be shortlisted, and then we'll ask them to create a video. It doesn't have to be a slick professional video. We're looking for up to 1.5 minutes maximum.
But they aren't just looking to give the money away. Royal Far West's John Reid says Aussie Farmers Foundation were really interested in the project and followed them up.
I think one of the things we've been delighted with is Aussie farmers have a real interest in the outcomes. They're not just trying to give away money they have to give away. They have a real interest in the outcomes of the programs that are funded through this. And I would really suggest that there's so much need out in regional and rural communities. There's a great lack of service, and to really embrace the partnership with Aussie Farmers Foundation.